Hey, what's up now?
What's up, brother? What's up?
This is a good recording, man.
Yeah, brother,
I can dig it.
Stop right on.
Good evening and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. They can text us at that same number. How you doing, Evan?
As always. Oh, no, I'm good, man. We just we just had a lot of fun here in the Double Radio, the Solidarity Realty Studios. Nice little soundtrack of the Biden administration's first year. And we had a lot of audience participation, so I want to thank you guys.
All right, man. You know, I want to talk. I want to talk about, you know, optimism and pessimism. And you know, I've been reading a lot of information on what younger families have to deal with today. And if I was raising my family today, it would be extremely difficult for me to do it.
It is. It is difficult.
I mean, I'm speaking from the perspective of somebody who, man, when I was raising my sons, and starting off my homestead, it was so easy.
Yeah, the rules of engagement were different. You know, insurance for your family, enough money to buy a house.
Man, made a livable wage. You know, never had to worry about whether or not I could afford daycare.
Sure,
it was affordable. You know, could I buy a car? Yes. Had that. Always a roof over our heads. Always able to buy them new clothing. You know, go on a trip. Whatever it was in those late 70s, 80s, 90s, not just me, but any of us in my generation.
And that was also what was sold to my generation. It was implied, you know, this is why you work so hard. This is why you go to school.
It may have been sold to you, but it was a reality for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we didn't have to go to school in order to get that. It was there and didn't have the troubles and the worries of the world. That's my generation. Mm-hmm. And I really listen. I'm looking at some things, and daycare has gone up in San Francisco 90%. Wait a minute. Daycare is almost as high as the mortgage or rent. Just try to, those of us and most of the people listening on these airways, know what I'm talking about. We didn't have that problem. You know, daycare, what, $125 a month, a week, you know. But it didn't matter because we made plenty. And so we could send our children to daycare. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about some fly-by-night. We were able to send them to decent daycares where they were safe.
Yeah.
What is happening, and this is why I'm talking about optimism versus pessimism.
And daycare costs as much as, you know, some as cheap rent now. We're at $500, $600, $700 a month.
A month.
Yeah.
So imagine a single mother trying to make it on her own. And let's say she doesn't get child support because she hooked up with the wrong person. And I don't think in this society we really put ourselves in the places of other people. And that's what I want to talk a little bit about. We can't put ourselves in the place of other people. because, you know, all we can do is see our own reality. But it is extremely difficult to make it in this society. Man, I remember when I was, when I would get laid off from the one job I had for 34 years. Think about that. 18 years old. I had one job. Hey, for 34 years.
Yeah, man, that was the dream, you know?
Well, no, that was the reality.
Yeah, well, and I'm speaking from our perspective in that it right. was, not only was it the dream, but we were consistently falling short of that dream, and it was our fault. You know what I'm saying? It does a trick on the mind.
And so when I finished, there was a nice fat pension waiting for me.
Hell yeah.
That I've been living off of now 13 years already. You know, Medicare, you know, right there, you know. So can we feel the pain of other people? I think in this country we can't, or we choose not to.
Yeah.
It's easy to point the finger and say what people don't do. I was listening to a moronic conservative talk show host this morning saying, well, the Republicans are looking to cut the unemployment benefits because people should go to work, and if they have to start from scratch, so be it. Mm-hmm. Even if they had a good job and they got laid off, their thing is, well, you shouldn't be that lazy. Go get another one.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just we don't feel the pain of others. Who do we have on the line first, man?
Yeah, we got a couple here. First, we've got John from Ho-Chunkville.
Hey, John, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call.
Medium well, partly cloudy.
It's always good to talk to you, my friend.
We're coming home, man.
You said what?
Congratulations on launching two ships on their maiden voyage.
Oh yeah. what is your take? You a little older than I am, but my generation
8 years.
But my generation, we had an easy life, man.
Yeah.
The baby boomers had an easy life.
Yeah. And Officer Carter loved fishing. I went to school with his kids. He knew me. He knew my brothers and sister. He knew my parents. That was the beat peace officer.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember buying a Baby Ruth candy bar for a nickel.
Let me ask you. You mind if I ask you how old you are?
I just hit 3/4 of a century.
Okay. So the reason I ask you is the lives that we lived, opportunities were everywhere. And those opportunities aren't there today. I don't care what anybody says. People keep talking about, oh, yeah, the opportunities, they're not there like they were for my generation. It's just a fact. And maybe Earl, even yours, huh?
Earl, 50% of young men in Milwaukee are unemployed. They're not pink.
Hey, my friend, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. I just think that we as citizens and as human beings and as Americans need to get off the pedestal and stop talking about the people who are struggling. Well, I was able to.
Yeah.
You weren't on a slippery slope. We were on firm footing. No question. I'm not the only person who at my age had it easy. Mm-hmm. Now, when I say I had it easy, it's not that, you know, I was born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I was given an opportunity to work.
Yeah, yeah.
In a steady job that offered me an opportunity to live a middle-class lifestyle and prepare myself not to become wealthy, but to be able to not worry so much about, you yeah. know, all of those
that
things.
Slice of the American dream, you know, you got to bite
yeah, it. Yeah, well, that was it. It was the American dream. I lived it.
Yeah.
Who do we have up next, man?
All right, and before break here, we've got Dave from Equan.
Well, let's do this, man. Let's bring him back after break. Because I want to talk a little bit more.
Let's do it, Dave. All right? We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
We'll bring him back after break. So all of this pointing a finger at people and not admitting that this nation has changed, the world has changed, and the nation hasn't changed for the better. The nation is now up against global competition. When I was a young person, the competition was among states. That's a fact. And even if there was some national competition, international competition, it was Russia, it was Germany, it was some of those places, but they couldn't compete with the big stick. And that was America. We all benefited from that. So let's stop acting like, you know, we're so high and mighty and looking down on people. It's a different world. This is a different nation. And there's been a total turning backs on, you know, those who are less fortunate. Got to go to the break. 844-967-2789. What do you say? Optimism? Pessimistic. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Right.